Dark Energy GAMJ, you're dictating an efficient consult. Now, patient's name, Ruth, I'm sorry, Margaret Ruth, last name R-U-T-H, first name M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T, date of birth is 08-26-1929, date of evaluation is January 23, 2013. Referring physician is Dr. James Eklund. Please send a copy of this report to Dr. Bohush, B-O-U-H-O-U-C-H. In paragraph, the patient is an 83Y/old lady who presents with the chief complaint of chronic LBP with radiation down a rather big vague distribution of BLE of many years duration period. She was reportedly evaluated by myself approximately 3.5 years ago period in light of her spinal stenosis coma. I referred her to Dr. Eklund, period. The patient is not interested in the surgical option at this time, period. She has tried epidural steroid injections without any benefits, period. She has also undergone physical therapy, which has not been helpful, period. She denies any focal muscle weakness. In paragraph, she's allergic to ampicillin and sulfa drugs, period. New paragraph. I have reviewed the patient's entire medical record that was available in the electronic health records, period. She has MRI evidence of impingement upon the right L5 root. And left L4 root, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is otherwise reportedly unremarkable. New paragraph, social history. She lives with her husband, period. Her supportive son was present throughout this evaluation, period. She does not use tobacco or alcohol, period. New paragraph. Her family history was reviewed and is non-contributory, period. New paragraph. Review of systems is as above, period. She has had no bowel or bladder dysfunction except for recurrent constipation, period. She denies CP, comma, SOB, comma, cough, comma, headaches, comma, auditory disturbances, comma, symptoms of depression or anxiety, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, significant recent change in weight or appetite, period. She has anemia secondary to thalassemia minor, period. She also has had some loss of vision and occasional bladder incontinence, period, new paragraph. On physical exam, affects were appropriate, period, gait was non-antalgic, period. DTR apostrophe S were hypoactive and symmetrical, period. Long tract signs were negative bilaterally, period. Three-segment spinal flexion as well as maneuvers resulting in foraminal encroachment did not result in radicular symptoms, period. Sciatic and femoral tension signs were negative bilaterally, period. Tinel sign was positive over the carpal tunnel. Over the carpal tunnel. Bilateral carpal tunnels bilaterally. Period. Patson's maneuvers were negative bilaterally. Period. Both hips had FROM. Period. She has tenderness throughout bilateral lower extremities, period, plus one distal bilateral lower extremity pitting edema was present, period. No clinical evidence of SI joint dysfunction or piriformis syndrome was detected, period. Skin was intact, period. New paragraph. Impression. The patient's clinical presentation is consistent with both neurogenic claudication secondary to spinal stenosis, as well as myofascial pain involving not only the paralumbar region, but diffusely affecting both lower extremities, period. I'm also concerned about the possibility of carpal tunnel syndrome versus other entrapment neuropathies of bilateral upper extremities, period, new paragraph. Comments and recommendations. Number one, I have discussed my impression and the logic behind the treatment plan with the patient and her son at length, period. In light of the fact that the patient is not interested in any surgical option, comma, it is reasonable to try physical therapy again, with emphasis on transitioning her to a self-directed home rehab program, period. I have discussed this with the patient and her son at length, period. Issues regarding ergonomics and the concept of relative rest were discussed at length and emphasized, period. Next number, I took the liberty of arranging an electrodiagnostic evaluation of both arms for a definitive diagnosis of paresthesias involving the upper extremities, period. Next number, until rehabilitation takes effect, comma, she may rely on 50 milligrams of tramadol, Q8 hours PRN. Next number, I have asked the patient or her son to notify my office by telephone if they have any questions or concerns, period. Approximately 1 hour was spent with the patient, period. Follow up in 4 to 5 weeks or PRN, end of dictation. Thank you.